Welcome everybody to episode number wheat. That's grain. Wheat. Number 8 for all you non-French speakers folks out there. So this week we're joined by our lovely friend Jasmine.
Hello.
Say hello, Jasmine.
Woo-hoo.
One thing that I want to mention, in previous podcasts we did say that I was the only person with a YouTube channel. That was a mistake. Jasmine, I think, has a YouTube channel earlier than mine, where she does music covers on her piano. So
nice.
I remember seeing that. Did you do one with Daniel Lee?
No, it's just me.
Okay, I remember Daniel Lee did a really good one too. Then
yeah, he did. He did that too. So. Yeah, so check out her channel. That's Jazzy Musical, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, youtube.com/jazzymusical. And shout always.
Shout out to Sahil.
Shout out to Sahil. Shout out to Daniel as well. Danny J Blue Pro. Hope you both of you put out.
Yo, get your YouTube channels ready for that influx of dinosaur party watchers.
Listeners, watchers, etc. As always, check out our website. What was it?
I don't know.
The Dino Party.
Yeah, the Dino Party. Blogspot.ca, and ask us questions because we don't get questions.
We got two. We got one question from Sinyi, one from Sahil, and one test question from me.
Yes. So going into today's. Topic, Kevin.
Oh, today we're gonna start with all of us, we grew up around the same area, we went to the same school, and where we did grow up is Scarborough area. So kind on of. The border of, yeah, pretty much on Scarborough. And today we're gonna be talking about what it was like to grow up in the ghetto.
Quote unquote.
Scarborough is the ghetto. Did you know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but like I said, we grew up on like the edge of Max is like way in Scarborough.
Yeah.
But like you, Kevin, and me, we grew up like borderline Scarborough, North York.
Yeah, but me and Sarah, we live like 5 minutes from each other. And did you know that on the other side of VP and Cassandra, those were projects?
Yeah, like government housing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
When did it close down?
It closed down?
Yeah, those were emptied a while ago.
Which side is the other side?
What do you mean? Like the other side from the school. You know where the the row of like townhouses were?
Like, you know where, remember where Danny's building was?
Yeah.
Right? The other side of Victoria Park from Danny's building.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was like literally because like again, technically, the side with like Kevin and my house as well as like the high school, that was a side of Victoria Park that was considered North York, and then the other side was where Scarborough began.
Yeah.
But across the street, right there, for a big block, there were all like townhouses that were government housing units at one point. I have no idea when they closed down though.
For the longest time, I had no idea we were anywhere close to Scarborough. I thought Scarborough was like where James Liu lived. So like all the way on the other side of the city. I thought that was where Scarborough began.
Kevin has weird conceptions about the geography of like anything.
It's not true.
Because like we just say like simple directions and you wouldn't have no idea where east and west is.
That's my only thing. I don't know which direction is east and which is west.
Okay, at one point, I remember talking to you, and you thought Scarborough extended until Yonge Street.
I did?
Yes.
It doesn't? No, I remember that. Every time you bring it up, I always say the same thing.
I remember the exact... We were talking in Tim Hortons.
With Carol.
Yes, and we pulled out a napkin or someone's notebook, and we drew a diagram. And you pointed it out, and you thought Scarborough extended to Yonge Street, which is very inaccurate.
I just don't... I can't do east and west. north and south is fine by me, but when it comes to east and west, it's just, okay, I just did it with my hands. I did my hands for east and west, and I got it wrong just now.
What did you do with your hands?
I was pointing.
Don't you do like the never eat shredded wheat thing?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's counterclockwise or clockwise.
He doesn't know which way is north.
I do know
north. Never really accurate.
You go clockwise.
Yeah, but it's easy to think of that when you're not on the spot.
Okay.
Just look at the sun, man.
You clearly didn't watch enough like children's TV shows.
No.
Because that's where Power Rangers. Learned it.
Who learns geography from a children's TV show?
Yo, they teach everything in children's TV shows.
I watch like Power Rangers and Transformers. I learned how to be a robot, and that's pretty much it.
That's great.
That's very helpful.
Well, like, I never realized this, and I guess I didn't realize how much the, like, the compass directions were so important to people living in Toronto, but, you know, talking from students at my campus from out of town, and they would bring up the fact that it was so important to know the compass directions in Toronto because all of the, like, public transit and, like, if anyone gives you directions, they will tell you the compass directions. So I never realized how important it was to know your compass directions in Toronto. But that was one of the, like, piece of advice that out-of-town students would tell new students during Frosh Week. They're like, make sure you know compass directions. I'm like, do you really? Oh, yeah, it's you kind of do.
Toronto is one big grid.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But I just never made that connection that you would have to know where, like, north and south is.
So
east and west.
It's not my fault that I'm bad with directions. It's my education's fault. It's Power Rangers' fault.
You should have watched more Magic School Bus.
I did watch a lot of Magic School Bus. Magic School Bus didn't have geography. They had, like, science. There was that one episode where, can't remember, the orange-haired kid, Charlie? Something
Arnold?
Like that. Oh, Arnold. He ate a lot of carrots and he turned orange.
Yes.
And for like 2 years after that, I didn't eat carrots at all. I still don't eat carrots.
They weren't carrots. They were carrots in disguise, basically.
Yeah, baby carrots, right?
No, they were crisps. They were some kind of like crackers or chips or something, but they were wrapped in something green.
Yeah.
And then inside it was orange, so people were like, why is he turning orange if he's eating these, like, green crackers? And then they went inside his stomach, and they discovered that it, like, unwrapped inside of his tummy. And it was orange inside.
So, yeah. I had a sheltered childhood.
Clearly.
So, Jasmine.
Yeah?
I heard you're from Don Valley.
Well, North York.
I don't know. Wait, isn't Don Valley like the huge snaky thing that runs through all of Toronto?
You mean the river?
Like the river?
The highway.
It's a valley. Isn't it?
Okay, there's the Don River, which is the river. And then there's the Don Valley Parkway, which is like the highway that goes to the garden.
DVP.
Yeah. And the DVP is inside the Don Valley. So when you said that Jasmine lived in the Don Valley, I was thinking like...
She's a forest creature.
I'm a troll.
Hobos live in the Don Valley.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
There's like wild animals.
Hobos.
Oh, funny thing. I was on the subway once, and like I think, like you know, there's like a brief moment where Main Station goes into Victoria Park Station. Like there's like a little bit of forest there,
mm-hmm.
and I saw some people's camp. Like a tent there. Like, what the heck? Who's camping over there? But yeah.
Apparently, Main Station, old crap, Main Street Station.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it? Is
Just
it Main Street?
Keep trying. You'll get
Main
it eventually.
Main Street Station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is like the place where a lot of like volunteer groups will go to hand out sandwiches. I remember talking to someone from high school about this. I can't remember, but he like did that kind of thing, and it was like Main Street Station, like that was where they got off. So I learned that in high school. So every time I pass by that now, I'm just like, oh,
free sandwiches.
Yes, exactly. But yeah,
I don't remember Main Street. I don't remember that station existing.
Yeah, like, it was always off to the side and it was, you know, one of the stations that no one got off at.
Yep.
But I've been doing that lately because I've had to get off at weird stations to go places. And, like, I got off at Warden Station. One of the coolest stations ever.
Warden? Warden yeah. has a station?
Yeah.
Yeah.
St. Clair.
On the Green Line or the Purple Line?
On the Green Line.
Really?
It's at the end.
You know, it's near Saitang. They're a small walk from Saitang, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's super cool. Because, it on the inside, it looks like... it looks like one of those, like, old-school train stations. Like, mm-hmm. like... Oh, crap, what's it called? Anyways, with, like, a lot of terminals. That's what it looks like. But, like, a mini version.
King's Cross.
Sure. Or, crap, what's the one in New York?
Grand something something. Yeah. Grand Central Station.
Stress of the P. Anyways, it looks like one of those, like, really old school train stations with a lot of, like, different, or, like, airports, I don't know, different terminals on the inside, because it used to be, I don't know, it used to be a thing. It looked like it used to be, like, a truck loading thing. whatever. It's super cool there. And there was another station that I got off at on the University Young Line. It was super cool.
There's that one with the 3D paintings, right? Where if you stand in a specific spot, there's like an apple.
What?
Oh, yeah. That's Bayview Station.
Bayview.
Yeah.
And
they renovated Pape Station, so those have like holographic images along the walls. And crap, I don't remember. Downsview Station, like the tip of the other side of the yellow line, it's super cool looking.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, it's gigantic.
It's the one that's like greenish, right?
Kind of. Like, the two levels are really different. So the top level where like the buses are, that escalator is like really, really big. But that looks like one completely different station. Then down where the subway platform is, it's also super cool. There's like little lights on the stairs all the way up, and it kind of looks like a movie theater or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, apparently, like, when they first were building these subway stations, they commissioned artists to, like, you know, take over the station and do their thing. So that's why there's like specialized, like, artistic themes in a lot of the stations.
Don Mills has a really Aboriginal native theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really focused on nature.
And there was that other station. You know the one on the Purple Line that, like, nobody ever goes to?
Bazarian.
I was thinking Bethesda. But that's where Max is.
Have you seen the YouTube video on Bazarian Station?
Yes. You like John it? I love it. I love it. I
John Gabe.
Go. Is it the Finding Bazarian?
Yeah. That was the first video of their channel, and now they have a couple more, and I really enjoy them. They, like, do, like, the guy that hosted that video, his, like, thing is being an urban explorer. So, this other episode he did where he talked about, like, finding the boundaries or, like, the borders between things. So I think he went out, I can't remember, I think he went out east and found, like, the border between Toronto and Pickering or something like that. And then this other guy did a completely different genre where he did like a Febreze parody commercial. So, John Gabe, Toronto based, awesome people.
Shout outs. Retweet us, please.
Anyways, back to growing up in Toronto.
Yeah. I actually, I've started to appreciate Toronto a lot more as an adult than as a kid. Because as a kid, my view of Toronto was like Fairview Mall and Parkway Mall. Like the really sketchy places with like 1,000 LCBOs. But after going like downtown, Chinatown, that's not really a good example. like the Queen Street area near Bay,
mm-hmm.
It's actually a really beautiful city.
Super cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would say beautiful, though.
It has its charm.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel that, the same way that you appreciate Toronto more, or have you explored more and, realized that Toronto is a actual city?
I love Toronto. I actually really do love Toronto. At Buffer Festival, because there's a lot of American people that came up for Buffer Fest, and they would all say that Toronto is a much cleaner version of New York or the other huge metropolitan cities.
I heard that. I heard the saying Toronto is New York run by the Swiss. It's really clean, really efficient. Everyone is really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they would say Toronto is a much cleaner and nicer version of whatever city that they're thinking of. And I get that, though, I don't make that clean comparison much. But I don't know, I remember I was walking on King Street, the financial district, and I was kind of freaked out by how clean it was.
It's so clean.
And the sidewalks are super big, and I would
They have so many janitors outside. It's not even funny.
Yeah, because all the official headquarter buildings are there, whatever, for a bunch of huge companies. But I was just walking. The sidewalks are really, really big. And I was walking during work hours, so there's no one on the street. And I was what the hell? It was weird. And then I was there during rush hour when everyone's going home. And I was holy shit. It kind of felt like an outdoor airport.
Well, I hate rush hour. Hate rush hour. I worked at Dundas Square, right? So during rush hour, there would be so many people that I would literally have to watch three trains go by because I couldn't fit in it.
That sucks.
Good times. Okay.
That sucks. I fixed it by leaving at 4:30. Do you guys know what the most littered intersection is in Toronto?
No, what is it?
Victoria Park and Ellesmere.
No way.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is actually.
That was our intersection.
Where are you pulling this from?
I can't remember. I read it in a link a while ago, and if I'm not bullshitting, I will put it in the link dump later. But yeah, Victoria Park and Ellesmere was the most littered intersection in Toronto. VP represent.
I don't know, does that surprise you?
Kind of. I don't remember it being that littery, but I remember it being dirty.
Yeah. I think it, but when did you see that though?
What do you mean?
Those stats.
I don't remember the exact year, but I remember what was happening that year. It was a year that they put in that triangle thing on the southwest side.
Okay. Yeah, I feel after they put that thing in, it just kind of seems cleaner. After they redid that section of the intersection? I don't know.
The garden thing, right?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. But, they completely redid the sidewalk and everything. But, it's not our intersection anymore.
Yeah, we all moved out.
That makes me sad. I was basically in that neighborhood since I moved back to Toronto in 2004.
I got you beat. 1999 for me.
When we first moved to Canada, we lived at Girard and Jarvis.
That's
a horrible neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's downtown core, literally homeless people everywhere. We lived there.
I lived at the, Jasmine, you live, where's the Don Valley?
I still
don't understand this.
I don't know. Somewhere on, I don't know. Don Mills, I'm gonna guess.
So, is it near Don Mills and VP-ish? Do they intersect?
No.
Shit, okay.
Don Mills and VP runs
parallel, yeah.
Yeah. I meant Don Mills and Ellesmere. It was a typo.
I don't know.
In real life.
I don't know if Don Valley, okay, Don Valley isn't like as big of a division in Toronto as like Scarborough and North York.
Yep.
If you wanted to get into like the little district ridings, like the political divisions, like you'll find Don Valley districts, I think. But like when you just say Don Valley, then yeah, it's like the river or the parkway.
I agree. I think that's where the Donald Golf Club is.
That's on Don Mills and Elsmere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I live
so
at,
that's
like,
actually. Oh, you got.
Oh, I live at Don Mills and Finch, so.
Oh, that's pretty far.
Yeah.
I was thinking like somewhere near the school Don Mills area, because I used to live at the old Don Valley Apartments.
Oh.
Which were apparently the tallest point in Toronto. Higher than the CN Tower.
What?
Yeah, I'm not bullshitting. Okay, I may be bullshitting, but
that is total bullshit. How does that make, like, any sense?
It does make sense. It actually does. Because think about how long Yonge Street is, right?
Okay, are you talking about, like, including the hill that
I
it's
think,
on?
Like, above sea
yeah.
level, it's
yeah,
like, actual,
above
okay.
sea level. It's higher than the CN Tower.
I was gonna be like, the CN Tower was like the tallest freestanding structure for how long?
Nope,
and you're saying you live in an
apartment
building taller than that? That didn't make any sense. Okay, but that makes sense. Yeah, because like it's on a complete like uphill. Like the landscape completely changes once you leave downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, my friend lives at an apartment near, I can't remember which station on the Yonge Line, but it's just outside, just north of downtown. And from her like balcony, you can like see everything downtown. It was really pretty at night. I want to live there.
You should. Didn't you think about moving downtown with Carol?
We just talked about it, but like, you know, this summer there's a lot of other stuff that I need to pay for, so.
Next fall, if I get a job in Toronto, we could all live downtown.
We totally could, because hopefully by that time, I don't know,
next fall. So,
next fall,
not,
yeah.
Not this term, the one coming up.
Well, hopefully by that time, I'd be done school.
Already?
Yeah.
I mean, like, next fall, as in this August.
You said not this coming.
You're confusing everybody.
You said
no,
not.
No, I'm
you
not confusing
not
myself.
There's only one fall per year.
But next fall, wait.
You said not this coming, but next.
You either
oh,
say
no,
this fall or next
so
fall.
So are you saying like fall 2014 or fall 2015?
Fall 2014.
Yeah. Get the fuck out.
No, I was thinking in terms. Is next term?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I get a job in Toronto, since Carol will be there, you need to go to school, and I need to go to work, we can have a dino party house.
I don't think that'd be very beneficial for me.
Why not?
Because you two are working, and I'd have to go to class.
Yeah, so?
Different lifestyle, not very good.
Mm.
I like, trust me, even if you weren't trying, I would distract myself. Living in a house with people that are on that kind of path. But, because I have, like, other friends like Lennon who are all looking for places for the fall, and it's just, like, I don't think I'm moving out.
How long have you lived in your Malvern
house? Too long. It's been less than a year, and it's too long.
Less than a year, really?
Yeah, because we moved out here in October.
I thought you moved out, like, 3 years ago.
Nah, B.
Damn.
You moved out like 3 years ago.
No, I didn't. I moved out like a year ago.
Well, your parents?
No, we moved out a year ago. Today? Actually, no, that's not true. We moved out in January of last year.
Okay. We moved out at the end of September, beginning of October.
Wait. Yeah, never mind. I was making sure September, October followed September.
Do you know the months of the year?
No.
In order?
No. I actually don't. Actually, no, I'm a lot. I can go up to August, but then after August, I get a little bit confused.
You're so much more confused than I thought you were.
I'm not confused. I'm misinformed. Because...
Okay.
I don't know. Whenever they all end in burr, they get mixed up. Like, you got October, September, November, December.
Yeah, but like, they're all burrs. You know how to count, though, right?
Yeah, but I don't. I can't associate a number with a month.
Yes, you can. Sept is seven. What? Or sorry, sept is.
No, that's dumb.
Oh, no, that's what it is. Sept is seven, oct is eight. Right?
September.
Do you follow?
November. Oh my god.
It's because it's not, but no, but that doesn't correlate with the number of the month of the year. But, yeah, but if you just remember Sept and Oct and the order of 7 and 8.
I can do that.
Right? It's because they added the like extra months at the end because they're assholes.
That's cool. I never realized that. And I'll Thursday.
I don't know.
Thursday is Thursday.
Yes, yeah. It is.
I want to watch. If I ever get around to watching Thor, I'm going to watch it on Thursday.
Thor! I love Thor.
Has a new one come out?
Thor 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. It came out like last fall.
Last fall?
Yeah, yeah. And Captain America 2 also came out, but I need to watch that still.
We should compile a list of movies and just spend like 2 days watching everything.
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's do it.
We'll do it.
Okay.
I'll drive everyone crazy.
That's true. Oh no.
Have you ever seen me watch the Harry Potter movies?
I watched a lot of movies with you.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about Harry Potter though. Like every time I watch Harry Potter movies, even if it's like the first time I'm watching it in theater, I become that person where I just like make all the comments on the side.
You and Carol.
Carol just screams.
Yeah.
Like she's like the reaction person. I'm just like the sarcastic dickhead that just, you know, makes the stupid comments.
You ruin the movies for everybody.
That's why I sit near the back. I try to be as respectful as possible.
Kevin Lee is really fun to watch a movie.
He is. You okay? Kevin Lee and I watched the Lego movie together. He turned into a 5-year-old boy. Like he was freaking out at like so many things. He was just laughing hysterically. Like it was so funny. It was great.
I yeah. saw a chubby version of Kevin Lee today too.
What?
If Kevin Lee is listening, I have to tell you. Exercise. Don't ever get chubby, because it doesn't look good.
That's a great message to tell through podcast. I guess it's the best way to do it. The most, like, indirect and most public way to do it. I can't even imagine a chubby Kevin Lee. Like, Kevin has always been skinny.
Yep. Shit. I know Kevin for... As long as I've known you, Sarah.
Yeah.
So, like, over 10 years. And he hasn't changed a single bit.
No, he hasn't.
He hasn't grown any taller. He didn't, like, change weight. Only thing that changed is his hair.
Yeah. Yeah. He's gone a bit taller, I think.
Nah.
Yeah, or man. Maybe. He wasn't always taller than me.
I guess so.
And nobody was taller than me. But yeah, remember when Kevin Lee went through his, like, orange hair or yellow hair phase?
Yes. It was adorable.
It was. It was very adorable. Today, I watched the first ever music video by Super Junior.
Mm-hmm.
The 13-member boy band from Korea. And...
Represent.
They had, like, their first music video, like, all of their hair was, like, anime hair. Like, they could have just walked out, put on a costume, they would be cosplaying some kind of... like mega character. It was ridiculous. And it was all styled and poofed and like sprayed. and it looked like a helmet on a lot of them. I didn't understand that phase, and yet I was a fangirl.
It was better than the ramen hair.
What's that?
You know, do you guys remember Justin Timberlake back in his NSYNC days?
Yes.
He had hair, like that really curly, short, frizzy hair.
Oh, yeah.
That looks exactly like a instant noodles. Dried instant noodles.
Gross.
I want to cook his head.
I can't look at him the same.
No, exactly. I bet we can find, like, an image where someone's photoshopped instant noodles onto Justin Timberlake's head.
There's so many. So many.
That will definitely be on the post. When we post this podcast.
Anyway, that was a really weird Scarborough talk.
I'm sorry.
Max?
What happened?
I just Googled it.
You get what I'm saying, though, right? It looks right. Exactly like noodles.
His hair looks like this.
Oh my god.
I think Max is gonna die this time.
Yeah, exactly. Great. So we'll definitely include that.
All right.
In the blog post.
So Sarah, tell us about your imaginative lunch.
Oh. Okay. So remember how, like, the last week we talked about our fears and the fear landscape, and that all stemmed from me reading popular teenage novels, fiction novels, whatever. I was reading, like, Hunger Games and Divergent, and both of those books kind of have to do with, like, you know, some kind of rebellion and war, and, like, these teenage girls leading them or being the inspiration for them. And in Divergent, the whole, like, you know, war, the conflict comes from within. There's, like, an uprising within the city. And so, I don't know, I've just been reading those books, like, for maybe a week nonstop. And that's all I was thinking about. So I was in the cafeteria with my friend, and she was the only person ordering, and I was just there, and it took a while for the food to be prepared. So I was just, like, staring at the dude making the food. His name's George, and he's this giant dude. I don't know, like, what his... I can't place his ethnicity. Maybe, like, Italian or something. He's, like, really big. He's maybe in his, like, 40s or 50s. He's, like, bald. He has an earring. He kind of has, like, this goatee thing going on, and he's, like, he's pretty jacked, right? And he's kind of, like, intimidating. And I was just, like, staring at him. And then I was like, if my campus ever got invaded, like, he would be the first person I'd run to. That's what I was thinking about. And then it just, like, progressed. And I was like, so if I got him on my side, like, where would we hide on my campus? And I just went on this, like, full, just my imagination just, like, ran. And I was, like, completely thinking, like, I was so into this. And as soon as my friend's food was done, we went and joined our friends in the cafeteria. And I was like, guys, like, think about it. If our campus was invaded, who would you run to first and where would you hide? And we had this entire conversation. And I was very serious about this. And there was, like, someone that I didn't really know at our table. Like, he was, like, a mutual friend or whatever. And I, like, probably totally weirded him out because I was so into this conversation. Like, I insisted that we talk about this for a good 10 minutes. And, like, we're all, you know, we're all, like, 21, 22. And we're sitting around talking about this. I'm like, no, think about it. Like, where would you go? And, like, Max, I was talking about, like, we should also run to David because he's, like, triple black belt karate whatever martial arts thing.
He might kill you for not making his video.
Yes, let's bring that up again.
Like, he's, you know, he seems very, very, like, gentle and whatever, but he's totally someone that could fight off an invasion by himself. So, we just had this conversation. So I was just, like, putting this on a grander scale. It's like, what if Toronto got invaded? Like, where would you go? Like, what would you do?
Invaded by, like, terrorists?
No, just, like, what if there was, like, an uprising from within? Terrorists. And there was just, like, actual, like, conspiracy groups or whatever happening. Mm. And, like, people were controlling things, and it's, like, the government is not who we thought it was. Like, Rob Ford was actually a fucking genius, and he's putting on the charade of being a crazy, like...
crackhead.
Yeah, right? But it's actually a facade for this crazy, like, super intelligent group that is taking over the city, and we are being attacked. Like, what would you do?
I don't know.
It's a very loaded question.
I would go to, I know Carol's dad has a lot of guns.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Well, no, not a lie. I think he only has, like, a rifle and a shotgun. Still.
Yeah, but... any
only
gun
person
in Canada,
I know who has a gun.
That's yeah. True. It's not like the States where like everyone owns a firearm.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty much it.
We'd run to Carol's dad.
Run to Carol's dad.
I don't remember where she lives anyway.
She lives near me, kind of.
Malvern?
Not yeah,
that,
she lives
not
like
that far. Not that far.
No, she lives
or
not even. She lives, crap, Midland?
Something like that, yeah.
Yo, basically, like, on Finch, right? It's, like, me, and then Carol, and then Jasmine. We probably live, like, Carol probably lives, like, halfway between me and Jasmine.
It's a triad.
On a straight line, yeah. So we'd all run to Carol's dad. What else do they have? Like, all of Carol's old Polaroid cameras?
Carol fences, right?
Yes, that is
she
true.
She has that fencing helmet.
The most...
so,
like, this is, like, the, like, most least likely place that I would have run, because just Carol. What do you think about Carol? Do you think of, like, someone who can protect you?
Carol's not gonna last like 3 minutes.
Like sorry.
The rising's gonna start in downtown, and even before it reaches Carol, Carol's gone.
That's not nice. But no, that's also good.
It's
good,
true.
Good point. Like if they decide to attack Toronto by water, they would come through the lake, and that would be from downtown, and we live like way up north compared to downtown. What if...
I live in Oakville.
Yeah, you live somewhere else. But you live closer to the water than we do.
Yeah, I live really close to the water. I live like a 5-minute drive from the water.
Really?
So, yeah.
Do you guys have beaches there?
We have a beach.
Like, I have no idea what your, like, lakeshore looks like.
It's really white. White people, that is.
It's like white sand beaches, what?
In Oakville, we have this yearly, like, block party thing. And,
wow.
Oh my god, it's so white. It's so white.
Does anyone get shot up?
Oh no.
It's like the opposite of Dave Chappelle's block party. It's just white people.
It's like someone spilled a lot of white, like, so if someone took a map and then put, like, spilled some white out around Oakville. That's the block party.
I see. Have you been to said block party?
Yeah, for a whole total of 2 minutes. I walked in, I saw like people with like caramel apples and like a ton of white families, and I was just like, I don't belong. See you guys.
Did anyone approach you about your ethnicity?
No. No, they're all white people. They're all really polite. But it's just boring. There are people playing, like, frisbee. Not ultimate frisbee, just tossing a frisbee around.
okay.
That can be fun. At times.
There was nobody cooking barbecue.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Which is a sure sign of Asian people.
Wait, but isn't like barbecuing a white thing?
Yeah, but not in a public park.
Oh. Oh, okay. True.
I thought it was a block party, not a park party.
Kind of. They called it a block party, but it took place in a park.
White people ruin everything.
I know. They had a Ferris wheel.
In a park?
Yeah. It was weird. They also had like merry-go-rounds and little inflatable
slides. Are you sure this wasn't like a rib fest or something?
Who's paying for this? It a,
I don't know. The city of Oakville or something.
City of Oakville.
Okay. But yeah, I wouldn't want to be in Oakville when the attack happens.
You don't think any... It's not the type of white people who would have guns?
Yeah. They have really fast cars, though, so maybe.
You could drive away. You should take one of their cars.
Yeah.
And go to Carol's house.
Do you know how to like jump start a car?
Nope. I barely know how to drive a car.
I know that. If you ever like riding the car that Kevin is driving in, I've only had that experience once, but that was also when both of his parents were in the car screaming at him from like all directions.
I wasn't going that fast.
And so like your mom was sitting next to me at the back and your dad was sitting next to you at the front, and Kevin's problem was that like as soon as the light turns green you just shoot off, right? Like that was the issue. And every single time, for some reason, we got caught in a lot of red lights that time, and it was like a big, it was a great distance that we were going, right, to like James's house.
Yeah.
And like every single time you wouldn't like ease into, you know, moving along, you just like shoot off and both your parents would be like, yo.
But it wasn't that bad, wasn't it? Like I didn't feel like I was going that fast.
No, you're going fast.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's a family thing. My brother does the same thing.
It's just jerky. Like, you know, it's not like a smooth ride. It's like... it's nerve-wracking. Got used to it after a while.
Yeah. See? You get used to it and then it's not an issue.
Well, you know, I got used to it to the point where I don't fear death anymore, but, like, I'd still fear a crash, maybe.
Hey, I have my G2, so, the government thinks I'm okay.
I need to get my G2 this summer.
I want to go ride in a car that Sarah is driving.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Like, that's such a weird experience. Riding in a car that Sarah is driving... It's like once in a lifetime.
That's like not... It's just not... Like, I'm so scared of driving. Like, you don't want it. I'd probably be like one of those like 80-year-old women that just go really slow.
And like won't drive like, on
I wouldn't
the highway.
Be this crazy. What?
And like won't drive on the highway.
Yeah, I'll only go local. I'll actually obey the speed limit on the like residential areas. I would be one of those people.
That's me too.
Yes, solidarity.
Jasmine, do you drive in Vancouver?
No, I don't. But when I go home, I have to practice.
I hear like the cars in UBC are just beautiful.
Yeah, there's a Tumblr for it.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, there's people driving Ferraris and, like, McLarens.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And the joke is that they only have, like, their N, which is, like, their G2. Because it's, like, a magnet that they put on the car. So they're kind of, like, showing off.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Because, like, you live in British Columbia. And the driving, all the driving stuff is regulated by the provincial government, right?
Yeah.
So you guys have a different system?
Yeah. But, I mean, I haven't driven here.
Is it as complicated as like, the one in Ontario, where it's, like, three different levels and different tests and stuff?
Yeah, it's also graduated licensing. Like, they start with, I think, the first one is L, which is learners. So that's, like, G1. And then it's, like, N, I don't know, new or, yeah, something like that. And then they get their full license.
Okay.
So it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, because, like, when I talk to Americans, they just have, like, you do the test.
Yeah.
And they're like, why do you have three different levels? No, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Canadians like safety. Across the board.
It's so much easier to just do one license than having to do so many freaking tests.
It is, but like, I had a friend who was from Denver, Colorado, and she got her license when she was like, I can't remember how long it takes for them to get their driver's license, but like, she started when she was 14, and she was 16 when I met her, and she just like, she had her own car, and she was driving around, and like, that freaked me out. It's like, you're driving around when you're starting high school.
Yeah,
well,
much.
A lot of people do that.
Isn't even that young?
Here, don't they? Because I remember, like, James got his car really early. Like, when we were grade 11.
Right, but 14 is when you're starting high school.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty young.
Right? Like, you're starting to, like, you're learning and starting to drive when you're 14, like, at the beginning of high school. And then, by the end, or, like, halfway through, you have your own car.
Can you even, like, reach the gas pedal when you're 14?
When did you have your growth spurt?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was always kind of tall.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
You were short.
I was middle. I was average.
Until, you're shorter than me.
Yeah.
And compared... Well,
whenever I think of you, I still remember you as being tall. But now you're, like, average, right?
Yeah.
But I always think you're taller than me.
Good. We have a sense of automatic default intimidation.
I have a default image of Sarah.
That's interesting. No, but I don't know. Isn't it, it's not one of those things that you like remember, you hold on to?
What, growing taller?
Yeah, like having your growth spurt.
No, it's not like it happened overnight. It's not like I suddenly
like,
woke
up and I
was 6 feet.
I would imagine you feel validated.
Why? It's not... Being tall is like a blessing and a curse. Because, I can't buy gloves because none of the gloves fit my hands. I can't buy shoes because I wear like size 13 shoes.
Do you actually?
No, size 12. But some makers I wear size 13. And it's just, my body is just not properly proportioned. Like shirts, if I buy a shirt that fits, it's too short on me. If I buy a short that's the right length, it's too baggy.
Because you're
so,
Asian.
Yeah, tall people struggles.
You're tall and you're Asian.
I am. That's why my lung collapsed.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Okay.
What exactly happened? Like, what were you doing?
Nothing. I don't remember. I think, for like a week leading up to my lung deciding that it didn't want to be a lung anymore, for about a week, I was really late to work and stuff. I don't know why. I was just sleeping in or leaving work late. Mm. So I would run to the bus stop. I would sprint every single day. And when I get home, I'd also exercise and kind of work out every day. And I guess that messed my lung up a bit. And then one day, like, my heart started hurting a lot. So I went to the hospital and they said, like, yeah, you got air in your lungs. Or, no, wait, that's normal. You got air outside of your lungs.
You got air in your lungs.
Great diagnosis.
This sheet tells me you're still living.
Files here say you're still alive, which is a good sign. You've got air in your lungs and you're exercising, but you're tall, so your lung collapsed.
Apparently, if you're a guy, you're tall and you're skinny, like, you have a higher chance of your lung, like, popping.
And is that what happened, though? Like, did your lung pop, or is it just, like...
I don't know. Somehow, air got outside of my lung. And then, like, it was pushing my lung down, so every time I would breathe, the lung has to go somewhere, right? Mm. So it would push right, and then it, like, squeeze my heart.
Oh my god. So what'd they make you do?
Nothing.
What'd you do in the hospital? You just chill?
Yeah, I sat there and played disco.
Breathe hospital air?
Yeah.
And that fixes things?
Oh my god. Hospital was disgusting. But yeah, I just sat there, they took an x-ray and they're like, go get it checked up in like a couple of days to make sure that's healing. Mm-hmm. And they told me to fuck off.
Did they give you a lollipop at least?
Gave me a Dora the Explorer sticker.
What was there? Like, did they, like, that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Wait, so like a collapsed lung just heals itself?
Apparently. Because if it's anywhere like above 20% collapse, so like if 20% of your lung that's supposed to be lung is air, you have to get a surgery done and like put a tube in your lung and get all that excess air out.
Right.
But I was at 15%, so they were like, all right, just check up on it, make sure that doesn't get worse, and then just get out of my office.
So weird.
But apparently it's supposed to start inflating again by 1% every day, and I feel a lot better, so I'm okay with it.
I'm just so, like, confused by how that works.
I don't know.
Like, the air just, like, came out, just escaped your lungs, and then you just sit there in the hospital, and that's so strange.
I thought I was dying.
That is so strange.
When I was sleeping, it would hurt my heart a lot, so I thought I was having a heart attack.
At age 20.
Yeah, I'm almost 21.
Not for a few months.
More than half a year.
Don't rub it in.
You're closer to 20 than you are to 21, so. That's so weird though. Wait, so if you, but you, it's like specifically male, tall, thin.
Yep.
Body types?
Mm-hmm.
How come not girls?
I don't know.
We have boobs. Doesn't that, like, make it worse?
You get cancer, so I don't know.
Great.
It's extra cushioning. Because if something, like, also what happens is you might have gotten chest trauma, which rips your lung. But that didn't happen to me, so I was fine.
That's so strange. So if you just sat at home and didn't go to the hospital, then it would have just, like, it still would have just gone away.
Yeah.
And you would have been fine.
Yep. But I thought I was dying.
Like, actually, did your life flash before your eyes?
Yeah. I was thinking about writing a will.
How much stuff do you owe? Like, how many assets have you acquired for you to...
Nothing. Like, pretty much, it was like 90% board games.
That's great. And
I'm worth less than zero. Because of my debt.
True. Well, if you sold all of your things...
Maybe. Yeah, probably.
Right?
My organs would probably be enough.
Oh, true. True. Have you ever donated blood?
Yes.
Did you, like, sign up for the thing where you're like, yeah, I'll totally give up my organs for donations after I die?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if I did.
They asked that when I went to renew my license. And, like, because I did, I went to renew it in Waterloo. And, like, I gave them the form. And attached to the form was, like, there's an option to donate your organs, right?
Yeah.
And then I gave it to the lady at the desk. And she just looks at me. She's like, do you understand what this means? I was like... Why? Because I'm Asian. Like I can't read English. So I was just like, yeah, I know what it means. I don't want to do it. It was so weird. It was, the funny thing was the rest of the place was like, you know, all white people too. But it was so weird.
It's racist. Further, yeah. Okay. I secretly like. Enjoy shocking people.
Like electrically?
I'm secretly Pikachu.
Yeah.
And I just electrocute people on the down low. And I like seeing their shock faces. No, but like when you can just tell that they're expecting not great English from you, and then I just bust out in like a Torontonian accent. I don't know if that exists, but you know, like you just speak perfect English and use more slang on purpose to shock them.
Toronto.
Toronto. But yeah, I do that.
I think I've developed a pretty Torontonian accent. Like, I'd say Toronto.
That just sounded so unnatural when you said it, so I don't like, believe that. Don't
call me out on it. I was gonna fix it in post. Toronto. Yeah. But, like, all the, like, acronyms and, like, the nicknames for stuff, I just use them naturally and then just forget people might not know what I'm talking about.
Like what?
Like Hogtown. Or like DVP, QEW, or any of the regional areas, the boroughs.
What's yeah. QEW? Queens?
Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't it Queens Express?
Is it Express?
Queens,
okay.
Queens Expressway.
No. No, it's Queen Elizabeth Way.
One or the other. I think it's right both ways. I think it was one time, and then they changed it to Express.
It's the QEW.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've only known it as QEW. Yeah. The Q.
How do you pronounce Queen's Key?
Queen's Key.
Queen's Key.
Is it Queen's Key?
It's Queen's Key.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
If it's not Queen's Quay, then we're going to go back to Mr. Munger in Victoria Park, because he said it with such, like, I don't know, like snobby tone in his voice.
Okay, you know what's weird? The IPA has, like, K and Quay.
What's the IPA?
Sarah.
It's the International Phonetic Alphabet.
Ah, see... Yeah. I'm not wrong then. What? I've always called it the Queen's K.
Right? Let's figure out how the Torontonians say it.
The Queen's Quay.
I'm pretty sure they say Queen's Quay. But like, yeah, it's, again, key. It's probably like those like white people. The immigrants have populated the city enough for like majority of the people to say Queen's Quay.
Queen's Quay. Because when I hear Queen's Key, I think of like the queen holding a key. And then that makes me distressed. Why? Because that's not a name for a place.
and when quay I think of is.
Queen's Quay, it sounds
like normal. A bird's nest. I think of quails.
Quails?
Yeah.
This is weird.
I don't know.
It's yeah, like I think of quails too.
Right?
Really?
I think of like fat chicken / turkey type birds that like have laid eggs and nests in that area near the lake. I don't know. I haven't talked about Queen's Quay enough for me to figure out what the norm is.
I think it's Queen's Quay. I've always heard it as Queen's Quay.
Me too. I don't know. We were there in high school for a student council like transition training thing. So we were there with the two high school teachers, and like half the council, or more than half the council, is like Asian, and we're not from Toronto. And we're like Queen's Quay. And then one of the teachers was like, "It's Queen's Quay." We're like, "Okay, yeah."
I still don't know where Queen's Quay is. Actually, I feel like my GTA geography knowledge has gotten a lot better. It's gotten, like, as a kid growing up.
We have yet to
prove
that. Because this entire episode, we're like, where's Don Valley? Wait, where is it again?
I don't know where Don Valley is. But,
where's Queen's Quay? Yeah.
Like, as a kid, right, I didn't know anything outside of Victoria Park and Ellesmere.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as a high schooler, I didn't know anything outside of, like, the general surrounding area. But now I feel like I know where Markham is, I know where Richmond Hill is, like, I understand. And I really want to dispel that whole Kevin can't navigate anything. Because I'm getting better.
You're getting better.
I'm getting better.
You're getting there.
Yeah. Back to normal person status.
But you're still horrible at, like, I don't know any more about, like, following directions, but you're still horrible at giving directions.
Yeah, because my brain works in images. So I would say something, and then I would think something, and it'd be in my head, and then I'd forget to say it.
Yeah. I remember, where was it? Is it Momofuku?
Momofuku. Yeah,
and then I was late, and, I didn't understand where it was, and I called you guys, because you guys were already at the restaurant, and you were trying to give me directions, and it made absolute no sense.
I remember that, and I was very frustrated at you, because it made complete sense.
It didn't make any sense.
I told you it was in front of a statue. And I remember you went in like the complete opposite direction, and then I think we were with Kevin Lee, right?
No. Earth City.
James.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And one of those guys had to take over, and he gave like really shitty directions, and
it's all wrong.
Mine made sense.
Your standards are somewhere else. I respect that.
Alright, I'm just really... I've been driving more, and I realize that my sense of navigation gets a lot worse when I'm driving.
Really?
Yeah, because I can't focus on two things at the same time. So, I'd be thinking, like, I gotta make a right turn up there. And then I'd get distracted by something while driving, and then I'd forget to take that right turn. And I'd be like, okay, I'll take the next right turn. And I forget to take that right turn. And it's not pretty.
You just drive straight.
I pick roads. I pick my route. Before I go, I look at the map and I pick a really straight route. As straight as I can get.
Do you have Alzheimer's?
No. I'm just very easily distractible.
Okay. Well. Okay. I think we'll end on that note.
No, that's not a good note to end on.
I think it's wonderful. We've established so much about Kevin in this episode.
Kevin maybe has Alzheimer's and is getting better at directions, has had his lung collapse in the last week, and, you know, he also appreciates Toronto now.
Yeah. You're making it sound like I'm gonna, like, die sometime in the next week. It's gonna be my last podcast.
I feel like we learned a lot about you today, though.
Maybe.
No, not really. It's not new. Other than the fact that we should question whether you have Alzheimer's or not. And that we shouldn't ride in a car that Kevin is driving. Because not only does he just take off at the green light, but he will not turn when he's supposed to. And you will never get to your destination on time.
Or at all. So. Just keep going.
You'll get somewhere, just not where you wanted to go.
Okay, so we'll make sure we set you west, so you won't drive us off the cliff and into the water. We'll just go west, we'll road trip. And then you can just drive the whole time all the way to where Jasmine is. Wonderful! We've got ourselves a plan.
It's not gonna work.
Why?
Because I don't know which direction west is.
Okay, I think that's a great note to end our podcast with. So, thanks for listening, everybody, to the Dino Party Podcast. Thanks, Jasmine, for being with us this episode.
Yay!
I think we should have you on again another time and just talk about British Columbia. We didn't do that much this time, but I want to hear about BC, so... Join us again sometime. Hey, are you around in the summer?
Yep, I'm coming back on Thursday, actually.
Oh, awesome. So, wait, who else is here? No, Max and Kevin are both in Waterloo over the summer.
Yes.
You guys suck.
Shut up.
Like, you seriously suck.
I'm planning on making a lot of Toronto trips, and I can drag Max along with me.
You better not be driving.
Get Max to drive.
I would seriously trust Max a lot more in a car than Kevin.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, you guys should all come by. Kevin, Carol will be here, so we can finally do a podcast in person together.
We can do a video podcast.
Whoa. That is totally possible. So yeah, we should do that. So for now, we'll end it here. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, was that too early?
No. I was like, did you guys want to add anything else? Clearly not. Goodbye.
Bye.